Biden, pro-Trump protesters were spoiling for a fight in Portland. By Joel B. Polak on August 31, 2020. Former Vice President Joe Biden said Sunday that the pro-Trump caravan that drove through Portland, Oregon, on Sunday was spoiling for a fight. Biden was responding to the shooting death of a right-wing protester Saturday evening who had reportedly participated in the pro-Trump caravan. The victim's name has been reported as Aaron J. Danielson. According to the Oregonian, police are investigating a man named Michael Forrest Reinol, 48, for the crime. He is allegedly a supporter of Antifa and Black Lives Matter who has taken part in riots over the past several months in Portland, and was reportedly arrested by police at a riot July 5 and cited for possession of a loaded weapon. Video of the caravan showed confrontations with left-wing protesters on the streets. However, there was no evidence yet that Anderson was involved in those confrontations. The caravan was reportedly over when he was shot and killed. In a statement, Biden condemned the use of violence by all sides, but then blamed President Donald Trump for incitement. He also said, "It is not a peaceful protest when you go out spoiling for a fight." He has made no similar criticism of the left-wing activists who have rioted in recent months. Critics suggested that Biden was blaming the victim. Byron York of the Washington Examiner wrote, "Biden's conclusion, it's all President Trump's fault. When a Trump supporter shoots a rioter in Kenosha, Wisconsin, it's Trump's fault. When a rioter shoots a Trump supporter in Portland, it's Trump's fault." And in that latter case, Biden suggested, the victim was asking for it. Biden is expected to address the issue of violence in a speech Monday in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. His new book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.